Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Woody Hall. Woody's the Assistant Commissioner and Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Customs Service. And joining us in our conversation is Craig Petrin. Woody, we know that Customs is embarking on a large-scale modernization program. Could you set the context for sort of what was it like when you got there, and what was the plan that people envisioned going forward?
The Customs Modernization Program is envisioned as a 15-year initiative that redesign all of the automated systems that support U.S. Customs. And I was specifically asked to move to Customs to move this modernization effort forward. And the situation, as I saw it when I first arrived, was that the overwhelming need to replace what had been some very sophisticated systems developed in the 80s was so obvious and so compelling to the Customs Service that they were having trouble selling that to other folks. I mean, the real piece that was missing was a clearly articulated business case that could be communicated to the oversight agencies like General Accounting Office and the appropriations committees that are responsible for funding the U.S. Customs Service. And so really what was needed was someone who had been through that before, understood how you communicate the need for this kind of major revitalization of a core capability within an organization. And so that's basically where we started. So we spent several years actually articulating that message, trying to rebuild credibility with the folks who basically have to have confidence that you're going to spend the public's money wisely. So I think we've done that. We actually were able to initiate the program in 2001, and we're well underway at this point. A lot of design work has been done, and we have actually developed and implemented the basic infrastructure and platforms on which these applications will run over time. But we're very excited about the modernization program because Customs is very dependent on technology anyway. Our workload has been doubling about every 7 or 8 years since the 80s. And in the 80s, Customs was one of the first civilian agencies to make a large commitment to the use of information technology to leverage its workforce to be able to keep up with the growth in their responsibilities and their workload with what, until very recently, has been a fairly static workforce. By that I mean the number of people we had to do this work has been about the same for almost 20, 25 years, and yet the workload doubles about every 7 or 8 years. The only way you can keep up with that and be effective is through the use of technology. And we do that with two basic kinds of technology. One is the non-intrusive inspection equipment that we use to help us detect anomalies in shipments without having to totally unpack trucks and sea containers and so forth. And the other is the use of information. And the only way to effectively do that is to be able to electronically move that information around quickly, get it to the right place at the right time. And that's what the modernization program is all about.
Let me just ask you one question about the business plan, because it sounded like you answered it. Was it just the business case dependent upon the ROI that you talked about? Many fewer people would be needed with the technology, or were there other things that seemed to carry the day?
I think it was a number of things. One is, I think we had a very effective legacy system. There were two problems with the legacy system that is the first piece that's being modernized. One was that it no longer automated the business processes that we used. They reflected the way Customs did business in the 80s. And it was very sophisticated at the time, but things had moved on. The private sector doesn't do business that way. We're part of a more global economy. There are a lot of advances that are being made in other countries with the way their customs administrations work. So there's a tremendous demand from the private sector to be faster, more efficient. And while everyone understands the need for us to ensure the safety of the shipments that are in the flow of commerce, and they understand the need to pay duties and so forth and so on, we've got to be both effective and efficient. And so the processes that were automated were becoming largely irrelevant, and we needed to move on. The other piece was that the components from which this legacy system were built had become very dated. Some of the system software was no longer being supported by the vendors. Some of the hardware was out of date. It was no longer had the capacity or even the characteristics that we needed to do business. And so fundamentally, this legacy system that we're so dependent on had just become obsolete, needed to replace it. And so that's really the system part of it. So we really had to find a way to communicate in plain English to folks that this wasn't just a nice-to-have investment we were trying to make. It wasn't just buying the latest version of something, that we fundamentally needed to automate a whole new way of doing business so that we could stay current and stay out of the way of the flow of commerce while we did our job. And we also needed to be able to depend on a reliable system because that was cost effective to support. Because, for example, just to give you a benchmark to think about this, when we would have a problem with the legacy system, if it were to go down for 2 hours, General Motors starts closing plants. I mean, that's how dependent, how interwoven customs is in the way we do business in this country. And so there are tremendous economic impacts when our system doesn't work. So we needed to address that and address that directly. So that's really why the business case became so important. We needed to articulate the mission-critical reasons why we needed to build this new system. We needed to convince folks that we had really thought through the alternatives and had selected a modern and a reasonable approach to building the system. It would be flexible. It would be easy to change as time moved on. It would be cost-effective. It turns out that when you make such a major reinvention of how you do business, it's expensive. This program is envisioned to be on the order of $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money. And so folks want you to be able to convince them that you know what you're doing, it's a good investment, you've got the necessary controls in place, you've got good risk management. And these were all things we had to accomplish with that business case.
The first part of the modernization effort, as we understand it, is now known as ACE, which stands for the Automated Commercial Environment. Can you tell us a little bit about how ACE is going to help transform the way customs processes goods at the border, what new technologies it might leverage, and I guess nowadays, very important is, you know, how it might help improve security of our nation's borders.
ACE will lay the technology foundation for all modernization programs and deliver enhanced support of the cargo processing and enforcement operations from beginning to end. All related functions for customs, the trade community, and government agencies will be supported from a single common user web-based interface. ACE leverages 21st century enterprise resource planning technology that allows users from across customs to access one integrated system versus the existing multiple systems that are not linked to each other. ACE will significantly reduce the effort required to process transactions. It'll reduce paper handling, data entry, financial processing by increasing access to data for customs employees. It will allow customs to process, screen, and analyze transactions by accounts, enabling employees to view both aggregate activity or, if they choose, selected transactions. ACE will power expedited release for carriers and shippers that have pre-filed and been approved, and also allow access to all of customs integrated systems with a single sign-on through the web portal.
What does the implementation schedule look like for ACE and other parts of the modernization plan within customs?
The delivery of ACE functions is expected to begin this spring and continues in phases extending through 2007. Delivery will proceed port by port in phases. Initially, 7 land border ports will be implemented, followed by another 90 ports and their related centers. Then in the third year, 250 ports, including sea, air, and rail, and finally to all ports, modes of transportation, and locations. users of the account portal functionality. This is the ability to deal with organizations as an entity as opposed to the current transaction by transaction way we do business port by port. So this is a more integrated, it's more like doing business, like your credit card bill. You get an account summary month by month. That will be expanded up to 1,100 accounts, and then finally to all accounts that qualify. The proposed schedule of major functionality includes implementation of the automated commercial environment platforms and back-end systems. Those will be have been certified this past winter. Account management and periodic statements and payments will be implemented in the spring and fall of this year. Automated truck manifest and e-release. This gets away from the paper-based review that happens at the border or within the port. It will be electronic. And a new inspector interface, which will give them a single interface to all the information systems they need, will be done in the spring of 2004. E-release will then be extended to all other modes of transportation, including air, sea, and rail, beginning in the winter of 2004 and proceeding into early 2005. There's a bond sufficiency function that has to do with the legal liability of folks who are involved in the importing process. Will be implemented in spring of 2006, and then export processing will be added in the winter of 2006, and that will continue into 2007, which is the expected completion of the initial deployment of the new system. Once these features are implemented, the modernization effort will then start to focus on other areas, including passenger processing, investigative and intelligence support, human resources, and financial management.
Gotta go to a break. It's a good stopping point. Come back with us in a few minutes as we continue discussing management with Woody Hall of the U.S. Customs Service. This is the Business of Government Hour.